Hey everyone, Tyler here, coming to you from our home here in Bethel. You know, with everything happening with Tropical Storm Henri, we made the call to not have in-person services today and instead move to an at-home Zoom prayer meeting. We were able to capture Pastor Brad's devotional from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Man, it's a really good, really encouraging word. So I encourage you to tune in, be encouraged, stay safe out there.
Hey everybody, it's good to see you. So it ended up being an easy call for us with a hurricane coming to do church this way. The winds here mean something different. And I just remember probably 2 years ago, I think I had met somebody for lunch on a windy day. I didn't think it was that windy. And I was driving back kind of north of Shake Shack. I think it was on Bulkley. And I heard like a shotgun go off in my car as I'm driving, and it freaked me out, of course. And what had happened was a massive branch had fallen, blown down in the wind, fallen on top of my vehicle. It ended up being a very expensive lunch for me because I had to get it repaired. And it took like almost 3.5 weeks. And so I'm like, you know what? These winds are real. So we'll just stay home today. So, and they're asking us to stay off the streets anyway. So, hey, I wanna just pray and get us started that way. So, yeah, Jesus, thank you so much for your love, your grace, God, that we can meet like this. And at least all of us have power. We have so God, just hope in you for the storm that Lord, it would just not have a massive negative impact. We're just excited to meet together this morning as church, to pray with one another, and God, just to grow in our faith. And so, Lord, we invite you into this Zoom, God. Fill our hearts, fill our minds, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So there is in our house, there's this bell, if you can see it. So I have every light turned on this floor, literally every light. And we have a pretty open house. And so it's why I'm a little dark. But do you remember these bells? I remember going in as a kid to stores and, you know, just ringing the bell. And it was pretty fun, right? Well, this one was in my wife Andrea's grandma's house. And sweet Andrea would drive her grandma nuts by every time she walked by would, you know, ding the bell. And it just like, so grandma would always hide it when Andrea showed up. And there are a couple of things about bells like this. If you remember them, I don't really see them anymore. I just love them. But here's the thing. One ring like that, that means hello, right? And it's a friendly hello. There's nothing wrong with it. A single ring is a wonderful way to just get somebody's attention, like, hello. But there are people who are double ringers, right? They double tap it. And that's where it gets a little gray for us. So a double ringer can mean one of two things, really. It could mean maybe even three things, maybe an oops, you know, sorry, I hit it twice, hello. But usually it could mean a friendly hello, or it could mean, hey, hustle up. Where is somebody? I need some help. And it borderline gets kind of rude, right? And then there's the cardinal sin, which is the triple ringers. And I pray to God, none of you are triple ringers, because that's rude. And there's no gray on this. It's over the line. And a triple ringer is just a ding, ding, ding. And what that means is like, where are you? I need my help. Get in here where you belong to help me. It's like shouting at somebody. It's really cruel. And it's the whole point of this is like one bell used by different people can mean very different things. And it's like we can take the same bell and communicate totally different ideas with the bell. And, you know, I think about that with God's word. Two different people could use God's word in two totally different ways. Like one could use it as God intends to build up, to encourage, to speak God's truth into someone's life for their well-being, for their connection to God. Another could use God's word in a harsh way to to hurt somebody, to judge somebody, to really like tear somebody down and drive them away from God. And so, right, you can take something and use it two totally different ways. Well, the scripture I have for us today, it's at the end of the chapter of 2 Corinthians 4. And so that's that chapter. It's like, you know, we're jars of clay and we have this treasure inside of us. Like, we're nothing but the light of Christ that shines in us is so bright, right? Well, at the very end, Paul says this. He writes this and he says, "We do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away." He's like, I mean, look, we're getting older, okay? Y'all are getting older. It just happens. "Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." And there's something really cool to think about that. Our inner self is being renewed, not just given nutrients, you know, not just like a little shot of energy or just a little something here or there, literally renewed day by day, meaning made new, made better, made fresh every single day that we walk with Christ. So our inside, our inner self, our soul, our spirit that walks with God is being renewed day by day. And he says this, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." And Paul says, you know Paul's life. I mean, the guy, if anything wrong could happen to somebody, it happened to Paul. I mean, the guy would be stoned to near death. He would get shipwrecked. He would get all these lashes. He would get run out of town, right? I mean, everything that could go wrong went to Paul. And he says this, he's like, "For this light momentary affliction," anything that, like, in this temporary world for him was just like a light momentary affliction. But he said it's preparing for us an eternal weight of glory that's beyond all comparison. Like, what we're receiving in exchange for this light momentary affliction is something so wonderful, so powerful. He said, as we look to not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, meaning they're moving, they're in and out all the time. But the things that are unseen are eternal. And he's talking about the spirit world. He's talking about when our inner selves, like, are renewed day by day in Christ. And so, you know, we have a storm, a literal storm in our life right now. I also know that we all have metaphorical storms in our lives as well. And just like a bell, just like God's word, there are multiple ways to handle a storm when it comes into our life. And the most natural way is to cave into fear and to make this a fear-based tragedy type. I'm going to dread everything. I'm going to fear the absolute worst about what could happen. But there's another way, a faith-based way. And I just want us, you know, some of you live on the water right now, and it's like literally the literal storm, Henry, is my concern. Others of us, you know, it could be a health issue. It could be so many things. It could be just for our loved ones, care that we have. But our faith-based way of looking at these storms in our lives, start with this. Everything that I have is on loan from Jesus. Literally everything that I own, or I think I own, everything I have, it's on loan from Jesus. This is actually why tithing is not, doesn't make you cringe, doesn't make you go, "Ugh, this," it's like such a small loan, like payment on a loan. I mean, it's like you're giving back to God what he's already given up, right? It's just that whole idea of, like, everything I have is just on loan from Jesus. Two, like Paul, when you carry a faith-based approach into a storm, I will choose joy in every circumstance. That we just embrace joy, the joy that Christ made, put within us and our inner selves. Though our outer selves might might waste away as we get older and older. Our inner selves are renewed day by day, and we have joy in that. The third is just the recognition that my identity is my saved soul. My identity of who I am is my saved soul. It's not what I can do for people. It's not whether I'm liked by enough people or disliked by some. My identity is that I've been saved by Jesus Christ. That's my identity. And so when I go into a storm and I recognize that the one thing that defines me is what God says about me. And then finally, in that faith-based approach to seeing this would be, I recognize that eternity is so much greater than this world. Eternity, one, it just lasts forever. You know, so few of us will leave this world on our own terms. That's just the reality. So few people leave on our own terms. And that's fine. But I'm just absolutely convinced that people who are already in heaven, people who've gone to be with Jesus, they don't long to return to be with us here. They might long for us to join them there, but the difference between heaven, being in the presence of Jesus, versus being here where the storms come, are significant. And so we recognize, even when we're in the midst of a storm now, that eternity is so much greater than this world. And so we're gonna break out here in a moment.
Say your name.
We're going to pray for a couple different things going on. It could very well be this literal storm that we have right now. It could also, this week Tyler was able to send out prayer points on Afghanistan. Just the people that we want to be, that God loves, who are under affliction right now. But just a couple things. When we pray for storms, we remember that God is good. We remember that God loves you. And in fact, God loves the people we pray for. God loves all people that he sent his son Jesus to die for. So there's this ultimate love. God is good. God loves you. And God is with you. And he does not make mistakes. Even when bad things happen, we trust that God does not make mistakes.
But one, this is a time to keep praying. And so even if it's, you set reminders on your phone for, you know, every 4 or 6 hours or so, it's like, hey, take a minute to pray. If you need more like fodder or things just like, I just don't know what to pray, reach out to one of us, Lisa, Brad, myself, and we'd be happy to throw some scriptures or things your way. And then also, this is a great hour for the church to be the church. And so if you don't have power, or your neighbors, that sort of thing, I don't know any about like the systems or like procedures or anything, but you know, we're the kinds of people that we're going to help the ways we can. So as you know more, if you need help, if your neighbor needs help, that sort of thing, reach out to Pastor Brad, chat with Lisa, chat with Ali and I, and we'll figure out solutions together, and we'll get through this together, right?
Amen.
Amen.
All right, over to you, Pastor Brad.
Yeah, well, just to close this, I, you know, something the Lord has drawn me this morning had a lot to do with fear. You know, we fear the storms in our lives, and then we feel really bad about that, right? Because fear means I don't have faith, and that's not true. Surrendering to fear is not good. But faith isn't the elimination of fear, right? It's embracing fear. It's facing the fear head on, acknowledging I have fear, but I'm going to trust in Jesus for this deliverance. And I'm going to put my head down. If it's something I have some amount of control in, I'm going to just start going to work on it. But faith doesn't mean no fear. It just means facing it and putting Christ into that. And so today is... who, you know, we don't know what'll happen with power. We don't, there's so many questions. I just want to encourage you. Jesus loves you. Jesus is good. And he never makes mistakes in that. So he's with you. I want to speak a blessing over you today. And, you know, I do this in our breakout room. We spent time, it got a little teary, but we praying just over the people in Afghanistan. And, you know, you talk about storms. There's a storm there. And so as we speak blessing today, I mean, I wish this blessing on every person in Afghanistan who's full of fear. And it's this, that the God of peace, who loves every individual, who sent Jesus to die on the cross to save souls, would guard, keep, and deliver each person in his will to his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you.
Thank you.